reminder to media members who have just joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Chris Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Chris Cignetti.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Another outstanding game between you and number five Villanova. Lived up to the hype. You guys scored 21 points there in the fourth quarter, win 38-24. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Well, it was a great day for college football. The weather was nice. We had a tremendous crowd. Two teams playing, and it was a back-and-forth battle. And I thought Villanova played very well. You know, they're a good team. There's a reason they're 6-0. And, you know, our guys really stepped it up in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we're down 7 going in. Outscored them 21-0 in the fourth quarter, picked up 4 turnovers, and, you know, came out with the win.
Got several media questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Rance.
Your first question comes from the line of Dave Thomas from ESPN Radio. Your line's open.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
Doing fine, thanks. Talk to me the last 2 weeks about the communication of your staff. Your team's been really pressed, but a staff that is experienced, but yet a lot of these guys coming together and some of them working together for the first time, able to handle an overtime at Stony Brook and then a difficult Villanova situation there. Just talk about the communication maybe at halftime and what you've heard on the headsets from how the staff has come together to help this team win the last 6.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got a mix of veteran guys and youth on our staff. Shane Montgomery, our offensive coordinator, and Damian Robluski, our line coach, have been around a long time, as has Corey Heatherman on defense. Bryant Haynes has been, you know, at some good places, Ryan Smith, AJ. And, you know, a lot of these situations, you know, we practice, you know, the overtime type of stuff and a lot of two-minute stuff at the end of the game and talk to the team quite a bit about overcoming adversity and playing one play at a time, never too high, never too low, and playing our best at the end of the game. You know, which if you buy into that process allows you to do that because you're playing every play like it's nothing. And so, you know, we've been able to the last 2 weeks in 2 really close games in the fourth quarter, really proud of our guys, you know, the way they've kept their poise and played in the fourth quarter, you know, to win these games. And I think it just gives our team added confidence, you know, moving forward, because these were some of the types of games that they struggled with in the past. So I think there's a little bit of a different mindset, you know, when we're in those kind of situations now.
Great, Coach. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Your next question comes from the line of Greg Media from Daily News Record. Your line's open.
Hey, Kurt. Wanted to ask you about your special teams, because Saturday you guys blocked a field goal. Polk had a nice turn to open the game. You won the average starting field position. How would you kind of assess the special teams and the role it played in the win on Saturday?
Well, I thought it was big. You know, the blocked field goal was a big momentum boost. We were up 7-0 at the time and could have gone up 2 scores but didn't capitalize. You know, Villanova also missed a field goal, you know, later in the game. And like you said, Brandon Polk had a nice return. Ratke had a clutch field goal, 42 or 44-yard field goal. Harry O'Kelly punted the ball very well, too, in some pressure situations. So, aside from, you know, we had a little bit of a screw-up on the kickoff return there to start, you know, the second half, our first drive of the second half. But other than that, it, you know, was pretty solid.
Anything in particular that you guys are doing that result in the block kick that you have? I think you guys have 4 on the season, which is, you know, I think top 2, top 3 nationally. Anything you guys are doing particularly well, or just personnel? How would you kind of chalk that up?
Yeah, I think first it starts, I think, with Corey Heatherman. You know, he's got a good plan week to week. In fact, Friday he asked for a little extra time in our walkthrough to go over the field goal block and put a couple different blocks in, which we don't normally do on a Saturday week, but he had looked at some things, but you got to give our guys credit for executing. I mean, you know, our kids, you know, they're selling out, they're giving great effort. You know, we're getting great push up the middle. Amos did a great job, you know, blocking it. We had another guy coming off the edge that had a chance. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's about the players.
Got it. Thank you.
Your next question is from Rain Epps from Richmond Times-Dispatches. Your lines are open.
Hey, Coach. With MJ Hampton, you mentioned on Saturday you kind of look at him as a starter. what has impressed you the most with him this year overall? You know, he's kind of jumped from, you know, being a contributor on special teams to being a contributor on defense leading up to the big pick six on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, he's a no-nonsense guy. He really likes to play football, and, you know, he plays every play, you know, full speed, and he's a real physical guy, too. And he runs well, and he's a bigger guy, and, you know, he's smart. So we have a lot of confidence in him. He's actually been splitting reps at boundary safety with Amos, and then, you know, Amos was ejected for targeting, so MJ took over for the rest of the game, and, you know, that play he made without question was, you know, a big momentum change in the game, the key play of the game, and, you know, we were in a blitz, and, you know, he read it right, and he was right there to make the play, picked up a key block from Holloway, and he's just been a very solid, dependable guy for us.
Okay, then with William Mary, Bronson Yoder, what jumped out the most about him? Obviously, he's a guy who scored a couple times in a return game, and then when they played Villanova last week, he was used on offense as well. So what jumps out about him on film?
Well, you know, there was a long touchdown return here recently, and so, you know, our kickoff coverage has been pretty good. Our punt coverage has also. So, I mean, we're going to have to do a great job of staying in our lanes and then, you know, knowing who's on the field and identifying the playmakers. They got a lot of playmakers. They're a much improved football team. I think offensively and defensively and on teams, they've been very, very competitive. You know, Villanova scored the winning touchdown against them with a minute to go in the game and went for it on fourth down. It was a tie game, and then William & Mary took the ball right back down the field, had the opportunity to tie it and send it to overtime. So, you know, it's not just him. They got a lot of guys playing at a high level, doing a great job of coaching, and it's going to be a big challenge.
All right. Thank you.
Next is Dave Johnson from Daily Press. Your lines are open.
Good morning, Coach. I wanted to ask you about Dimitri Holloway. You've had an opportunity to coach both against him and to coach him now. What are your thoughts on him when you were watching him as an opponent, and what are they now?
Just, you know, he's a really good player. That position is so much about instinct. And, you know, he's got really good instinct. He's got really good range. You know, he's smart. So, you know, he gets in on a lot of tackles, makes a lot of plays. And, you know, like, you know, that position is just about seeing it and reacting quicker. And, you know, he's got all those things. He's one of the leaders on the team, too. He's highly respected by the guys. We've got a lot of good leaders on this team. And you know, he's just a really good football player.
Is there any things that, you know, with this, with a new system that he was asked to do this year that he hadn't done before? Or any changes in his role?
I mean, there's probably some subtleties in terms of how you fit the gaps and this and that, but, you know, football really isn't that complicated. And, you know, they were four down in the past, we're four down now. So, you know, I'm sure there were some tweaks, you know, maybe he had to slow down on certain things, speed up on certain things. But, you know, he's handled it well, and, you know, he's playing at a really high level.
Thank you.
Kurt, obviously a tremendous performance from John Daka, career highs with 9 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, and a couple of sacks, and maybe no bigger play than the fumble he forced that led to the game tying touchdown there in the fourth quarter. Just maybe some comments on John's performance on Saturday.
Yeah, he had a great game. I mean, he made some great plays. You know, that was a very key play. Whipped his man, tackled the back for a loss, stripped the ball. That kind of got it going for us. You know, we scored the next possession. And then, you know, a lot of things went, you know, in our favor after that. You know, he had sacks, you know, a number of TFLs. Interestingly, you know, all of our sacks came at the end of the game when we were in a three-man rush. I mean, we blitzed 31 times, but our sacks came when we had a three-man rush. But, you know, he had 9 total tackles, 5 TFLs, and, you know, he had a breakup, a quarterback hurry. I mean, you know, he's a twitched-up guy that can go really fast, and, you know, he had an outstanding game.
And then one more before I let you go. We've talked often on these calls about the different backs, and you've had guys have big games. A lot of different guys, but you go to Latrell Palmer there in the fourth quarter, and he runs for 103 yards, and obviously the big 69-yard run. What made you make the change to him in the fourth quarter, and how pleased were you with his effort?
You know what? I just felt like we were stagnated offensively, and we needed something. We didn't have the opportunity to play him last week against Stony Brook the way the game had gone. And, you know, he's been practicing, you know, now with the offense 3 or 4 weeks, so he's got his assignments down. You know, he was on the scout team in the past and missed some camp with an injury. And, you know, I just felt like we needed something. I thought maybe he could give us something, and he did. And, you know, he's 230 pounds with really good running ability. You know, he can make people miss, and he's also got good speed. So, you know, on the touchdown run, he broke two tackles and then ran away from everybody. So, we needed a shot in the arm, and he gave it to us.
All right, Kurt, thanks as always for the time today. Safe travels over to Williamsburg, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Thanks.